USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A day after a protest at Capitol Hill turned into a riot that saw the Capitol building stormed by protesters, President Trump is condemning the day's violence. In a video shared on social media, the president promised justice for those who broke the law.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
In the wake of the violence, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police will resign. Chief Stephen Sund will step down from his post effective January 16th. In a statement Thursday, Sund said his force had been expecting a First Amendment demonstration and was not prepared for a riot. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
The top infectious disease expert in the country says that wearing masks will still be a good idea even after you get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
And President-elect Joe Biden continues to fill out nominees for his cabinet. Thursday, he introduced Merrick Garland as his pick for Attorney General and will reportedly tap Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as his Secretary of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A curfew is continuing in our nation's capital.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in 4 deaths. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. By extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is signing a bill into law that seeks to aid small businesses and give a boost to economic development.
Our future rides on the backs of the small businesses who employ the majority of our fellow residents, especially those owned and operated by women, people of color, and veterans.
Called the New Jersey Economic Recovery Act of 2020, it includes the Main Street Recovery Finance Program. Both small and micro businesses are eligible for the combined $50 million worth of grants, loans, and technical assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.